Our guest in this segment is Lauren Skodlikoff. Your reaction to these proposed new tariffs?
Well, you know, if there was a decent basis, there was some real good reason for this, it would be one thing. But what it is the president, you know, has his points of view, which have no real connection to the economic facts or what economists as a group think is the case. He's going to put us into a really large trade war, because the Chinese, the Europeans, and the British, and the Canadians, and other countries are all going to retaliate, and then he's going to retaliate yet again to show he's even more macho. And so I wrote a piece today in Forbes. It's called, I forget exactly the title, but it's something like a kind of unilateral economic trade war lead to impeachment. Because I think this is, you know, potentially an impeachable offense. I think that's crazy. Crimes and misdemeanors can include misuse of assets. And the U.S. economy is our major asset. It can also include just, you know, irresponsible acts. And this is starting a trade war in the middle of for no good reason is an irresponsible act.
Well, obviously the president has a different point of view, Larry, as you know. In fact, he put up a message on his Twitter account this weekend. I'll just quote it. It's very short. Trade wars are good and easy to win, unquote. Your reaction?
Yeah, this is just another one of his stupid statements he makes. And the man is really mentally ill, as far as I can tell, on so many different, you know, just in general. He's I don't need to go through everything that everybody else knows about his mental state, but the statements he makes like that are reckless, dangerous for our country, for its future. You know, nobody would listen to them for even 2 seconds if he weren't the president of the United States and in a position to actually engage in reckless moves that would lead us to a trade war. But nobody wins from a trade war.
I did not ever meet Wilbur Ross. I don't know Wilbur Ross. I know he's Secretary of Commerce. I know he was on national TV Friday holding up a can of soup, telling people that basically, this was much ado about nothing, and we're not really talking about any major change here of any sort. The man is Secretary of Commerce. I'd like to get your reaction.
Well, if he had any integrity, he would resign. This is as anti-commerce as you could possibly get. Most economists now believe that education should start, public education should start at age 3, we're starting at age 5 or 6. All these other countries, you know, including Mexico, are starting around age 3. So all you have to do is take his crazy notions to the limit, and you see that if he came out and said in a speech, here's the 5 things or the 10 things that China and Canada and the UK and the European Union have done to illegally to affect our trade and our production of our competition, our ability to compete in steel, and that they're all subsidizing their steel industries. And he actually gave us some facts. But the way he presented this, it's just like, I'm Donald Trump. I'm smarter than anybody else. I want to be king for life. He just congratulated the Chinese prime minister for becoming, in effect, a dictator forever. He thought that was a great idea. Well, this is not the America we know. This is a man who's got fantasies of being Hitler or Mussolini or Stalin or Putin. This is a man that is very dangerous, and I think the sooner we get rid of him, the better. And I think that irrational acts like this are grounds for impeachment. That's not the context here. The context is I, Donald Trump, know better than anybody else. And I, therefore, am going to start a trade war out of the blue. Trump, in his mind, in his Trump world, thinks that trade deficits are bad. President Trump has campaigned on the idea that he was going to put on tariffs and that we were engaged in unfair, you know, that our trade partners were unfair. But he's, you know, you got to love him insofar as he's sticking to his campaign promises, but they were stupid to begin with. And people didn't vote for him just for you know, to do that. He can get by into the future without doing something that's outright stupid, and it's very damaging to the country and could lead to a financial crisis as big as 2008. You know, I don't know how many of our jet planes are built out of steel these days as opposed to some plastic substance. So there's so many questions raised by this. But, yeah, Canada is our ally, and if he doesn't recognize that, the man is really mentally ill. It's time for him to go, and it's time for Congress to stand up and say, we've had enough, enough is enough. The combination of all the things he's been engaged in, including obstruction of justice, it's time for him to go, so we're going to just get rid of him. We'll impeach him, and that'll be that. You know, it's one thing to do this in the context of having a rational argument and making the case, and using the WTO and staying within the international norms. It's another to have a wild man running the country who pronounces from 1 minute to the next that we're going to have a trade war, you know, just because he likes to do it, because he likes to shake things up. Well, let him shake things up in private life. Let him go back to New York. Let's get rid of him because he's way too dangerous for our country. I think it's time for us to recognize that and just impeach him and get rid of him.